Hi, I'm Devin.
I am Ahmed Ali.
Well, so I volunteer with Neighborhood House, helping in a citizenship class in West Seattle, which has a large Somali population. And I know that you work in healthcare. Can you tell me a little bit about the organization you started?
Sure. Thank you, Devin. I am a pharmacist by training, and I'm one of the founding members of an organization called Somali Health Board, which I volunteer for. And our main objective or goals is to help the Somali population navigate the health system, and so that the health system can also better serve the Somali population. We're based here in New Holly area, and we also work with all the entire health system within King County as well.
And how do you think that culturally for refugees and immigrants coming to Seattle specifically, they have maybe a harder time accessing the healthcare system? How can people be advocates for that? How can people get involved?
It's a good question. So there are a lot of times when I get that type of question, also in regards to my conversations with other members in this particular program, there is a significant difference between the culture and the religion. And the culture perspective of some of the immigrant refugees, for instance, the aspect of preventative medicine is not exactly the same as when we're back in a different country. And therefore, we emphasize a lot in terms of preventive medicine, also mental health, and making sure that folks have access to certain kind of care that sometimes are overlooked. There isn't much difference in terms of religion perspective, but the culture perspective, as you have mentioned, sometimes the understanding of a patient that comes to you that the provider looks at and says, you know, I'm treating so-and-so, but for instance, it's the month of Ramadan, a Muslim person is fasting. You know, what are some of the challenges that the patient is going through that the provider can also elevate as well? And also, you know, it's one of those things that we provide cultural education for the health system as well.
Great. Well, I came because I took a pretty awesome class my senior year at UW called Women in Islam, and I felt very in the know and very engaged. Since then, it's been 2 years since I've graduated, and when I heard about it on the radio, I just felt like it was a great opportunity. And I think hearing it's the title Ask a Muslim or Two, we said was a pretty loaded title, but that it embodies exactly what I think you feel when you've become disengaged. What your next step is you can read a book or you can watch the news, but the best thing is a primary resource, as somebody else said, and this is a perfect step, just getting involved in the community at a grassroots level.
Great. So the main reason why I wanted to get involved with this is was referred by CARE, which is Council American Islamic Relation, and I work within the community, and I realize, considering the trend in terms of politics and the heavy aspect in terms of the politicization of the Islamic faith, as a Muslim individual, we feel like a lot of negativity is being shed on our religion. We're American citizens. I am a registered voter. You know, I'm a professional. And, you know, I volunteer within my community. But there's so much negativity that is going on from the political aspect. We've got someone running for the highest office in the land, in one of the greatest countries in the world, you know, putting a specific negative aspect on the faith that they practice. And the main reason why I wanted to take have this conversation is because I do have little kids, two boys who actually go to elementary school, and never thought I'll have this conversation with a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old coming back from school, and they're telling me and asking me, who is this Donald Trump guy and why does he hate Muslims? And, you know, this is an opportunity for me and for also be able to have a conversation with non-Muslims and be able to understand from another that we're all the same. You know, yes, we have religious freedom that we all practice, whichever way we want to practice. But at the same time, have this dialogue and understanding that we're all human beings and, you know, ask a Muslim or two should be the same thing that I'm hoping that my friends should be able to bring along and be able to have these conversations over dinner. And you know, this country is built on great relationship building and religious freedom, to which a lot of times it seems like with this political situation that a lot of those rights are being infringed on the Muslim population, to be exact.
Yeah, especially in terms of like the political climate, it's hard when I absolutely do not agree with anything being said by a certain Republican candidate, but when you're not as engaged and you're not as I guess engaged is the best word, but I'm not a practicing Muslim and I don't read the Quran to learn, so I think that talking to people who do practice it is your best way to learn how you can be an advocate and how you can best be effective for yourself and for other people in the community who are like, what is he saying? Like, for your kid's sake and for everybody else, it's, I can vote, I know I can do that, but how else can I maybe better explain and better advocate for your community?
Right. Yeah, so I guess one of the things I just want people to take out of this conversation is that American Muslims, you know, are part of the fabric of this community. We are hardworking folks who also want to achieve the American dream, same way as any other person does. You know, we put our kids through college. You know, we volunteer. We, you know, are pretty much as individual as any other person. You know, and it really bothers us as people who are practicing specific faith to be put in a box and be put in a painted with a single brush, yeah, that we all are, you know, same thing in terms of what happens around the world. You know, I have a lot of friends who are non-Muslims, who we have, you know, candid conversations about certain things, and you know, this country is built on great, you know, constitution that, you know, that we strongly feel that that protects our rights as human beings.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think that this embodied that everybody's an individual first, and a Muslim is just one descriptor, but they're all great people. So.
All right. Great talking to you.
Yes, you too.